There you go. Now you got the idea. Yeah, just shut up for the first part of the song and then let it play, and then you can talk till the end. Good idea. Indeed, we'll try that from now on and see how that sounded like. This is Luca Maino. We are back for Learn to Unlearn. How's everybody doing? Oh, it's good to be back and hear my own song finish. Okay, let's listen together. Okay. Cellos, cut. There you go. Perfect. We are back again at 1 minute 18. We are live. All engines start. Clearing the tower. Just kidding. How's Steve, my favorite producer, as we move into space? How are you doing today?
I'm here producing.
Loud and clear, and we're leaving the tower. We're shaking like heck, and we're moving towards space together. Wow. Okay. I'm just being silly. I'm trying to relax. Which
lost
is
in
what
space.
The whole idea is right. What?
Lost in space.
Ah,
danger, Will Robinson. Wondering. Danger.
Mm-mm-mm. There's so many rabbit holes. I'm back again, and I want to say hello to everybody in the chat. And I just want to say thank you to everybody first, because things are working out really well. And I'm just getting better at what I'm doing. I'm obviously getting better because I'm getting more relaxed. And that's the time where you have to be careful, because you don't want to slip, or you don't want to say the wrong thing, or you don't want to assume, because sometimes you're feeling really good and you're on a roll and all of a sudden, whoops, you know. And I didn't really see what happened to that Fox News person. She started talking about something she did not think through, and she blew it on live television. It was quite something. I didn't see what it was, and I don't remember what the case was, but when you don't think something through, and whoa, you know, it's like me. I'm on a roll with something specific, and you go off track, you better make sure you have something to bring you back on track again. Otherwise, you're lost, because then you don't remember what you were talking about, and it's like, oh. But anyway, we're learning to do better every time.
What was she talking about?
She was talking about something specific, and she hadn't thought it through, and you can tell. And they, it's like a minute and a half clip.
Did you record it?
I never got a chance to even look at it, but I remembered, and I even wrote it down in front of me. Don't say something that you're not sure of, or that you didn't think through.
Oh, so you watched it live?
Pardon?
You watched it live?
No. It was watched live, and it was used by somebody else making a meme out of it.
I see. Okay.
And the caption was, you know, she didn't think it through.
So she accidentally told the truth, maybe.
I think she screwed herself up by even probably starting with a lie and then stretching it or something. It would have been neat to find out, but it's so buried by now. All this stuff that we have, it'd be impossible to go find. And this is something else. Talk about compartmentalizing. I'm pretty good, okay, at compartmentalizing, I think. And here I am going crazy. What was that? I'm just glad nobody says, Luca, 3 weeks ago you talked about, you know. Oh, wow. But we're doing good, because what I'm doing is I'm keeping track of everything that I say and do on the show. Afterwards, I listen to it so I can make sure that I sounded okay, and I can get better at my craft by listening to myself after the shows and stuff. So, and then you can, you know, you can just get better at your craft, because your intent is pure and you're in the right space and you're at home and you're with the right people. And that's what makes the difference. And that's why I love saying I love you all at the end. That's what I was saying to Annie earlier, when I was saying, you know, I love you all, you know, because it's important. And when Sarah said that in the chat, you know, every time somebody says something beautiful to somebody else, they're mirroring. It's the same thing, okay? Placebo or nocebo. Every time somebody says something really arrogant and nasty and horrible and to somebody else, they're mirroring, right? And when Sarah comes out and says a compliment like that in the chat, you give it right back to her, because that's what it is. She's saying what a beautiful person she is, because she had something beautiful to say. I don't remember what it was at the moment, but I don't want to bother scrolling up because I don't want to lose my place or pop something on the screen and have something go, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, anything can happen, right? So I'm not touching the screen. Everything's going fine. Somebody in the chat might be able to remind me, but this is what's so beautiful, okay? And this is actually the first segment that I wanted to throw in because, as everybody knows, we're going in my music segment, we're going to go through the night of the station fire. We're going to do the second part of that, which will be almost the same thing as the first last week. But I have a few different things that we added in because Annie was nice enough to share with me more details about it. And I want to play the same thing in the same context, in the same heart, in the same love, and in the same respect. It's really cool. So we're going to talk about that. There's Israel as well that I want to talk about. But we're starting with something called You Are Light, okay? And if we have time, we'll throw in Kitchen Witch also, which I really want to get into because that's really cool. Praying on your food or praying with your food. You Are Light is really important to me because this is what I'm finding out. And this is what is terrifying to the elite, okay? It's really horrible to them. They can't handle it. The more we expand, the more we become somebody like I'm trying to do. I'm shedding everything that I was told. I'm shedding everything that is I was told I was. No, I'm not. I'm not a failure. I'm not the big F that I told I was going to be because I wasn't following what everybody was saying. And in this clip, you will hear a magical voice saying, hey, you know, come on, Luca. You know, sweetheart, literally. Okay. So we have to, they want us thinking small. Okay. Steve, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. They want us thinking small. They don't want, Rockefeller doesn't want thinkers. He wants workers.
They don't want you thinking.
Right. Okay. They want us thinking small. I have a couple of examples. Criticizing others, assigning blame. Anybody but me, okay? Weak-minded, victim mindset, you're selfish, you're order followers, okay? Make sure you breed a race of rats and snitches, always ready to tell all to the authorities. They want us mindless, dumbed down, factory fodder. I thought that was interesting. Cannon fodder, as everybody knows that Kissinger said that about the military. Oh, I used both words and I called it factory fodder, you know, to be replaced at any time, you know, too busy to entertain anything else, let alone what we're doing with them. Arf, 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 right? No. Okay. And there's a really good example of that. Pardon me for giving another example of a movie, but in that was The Day After Tomorrow. When I think I mentioned it before, that's okay. I'll mention it again because it's really important. This is what the people are like. They're mindless. Okay. One police officer in there, he's got his uniform on, right? And he's saying, we should stay together and we should leave this place and we should go out and, you know, keep walking. And this is in the middle of a huge snowstorm. And, you know, we should keep walking. We should get out of here. And there's one guy who's like, you know, my father's a meteorologist. He's saying the exact opposite. We have to stay in here. We have to stay warm with everybody here. We can, you know, burn books. You know, like that's the funny part. They're in the library, right? And they have to stay warm. So they can burn books if they have to. That was a good pun. Wink, wink, right? Okay, so everybody is following. What do you think happens? Everybody goes over to the police officer, right? Just like little puppies. They all surround the police officer. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. We do have to go. And they look at him like he's trash, right? And there's the camera zooming out on him while they're moving forward, if you know what I mean. There's like a reverse effect. And you see everybody, like 150 to 200 people, walk out the door with the police officer. Just because they don't think for themselves, they're not smart enough to listen to maybe that guy was right and we shouldn't go out, they all die, every one of them. That's what you get, right? That's what we're going to get if we're not smart enough to figure it out. It's that simple. It's A or B. You don't think, that's what's going to happen. You know, you don't look both ways before you cross the street. God's not going to stop the vehicles for you. It's amazing how it works. So small minds is what they want. And you know what? Talk about small minds. I really had my fill of it. My thoughts and my heart want to take you to the Matterhorn. The mountain, the Matterhorn, where I spent my 9th birthday at the foot of the Matterhorn. And I had 104 fever at the time. It was too bad, but there's a picture of me sitting there. I really wasn't feeling good, but we hiked around the base. It's called the town is called Zmutt, Z-M-U-T-T. It's still there today, I do believe. And the motel is still there, and the curtains that I opened, and you see the Matterhorn right in front of you the morning of my birthday. And we were going, and it's a big excursion that you do. The reason why I'm telling you that is because halfway up the mountain, for the ascension of the mountain, there's a tiny, tiny little hut that they made where people can relax, where people can take a break, where people can sit, even the night there, wherever they want. There's solar panels on the side of it. It's a tiny, tiny little hut nestled into the side of the Matterhorn. It's a true story. And I went from there, oh, well, let's check Everest. I made the mistake of going to check Everest. And what does Everest look like? You know what a food lineup looks like? That's what it looks like on Everest. This is supposed to be sacred. This is, you know, I've talked about this before. This is supposed to be sacred, right? And there's, you know, like, well, we paid to come here. You know, I'm damn well going to finish my climb. There's talk about Italy making a mess, you know, and there's trash all over the place. I just remember the word Italy because, or the country. They were talking about Italy at one point. There are people that died on the mountain, and they're on the side of the trail, and they're identifiable when you walk by. I beg your pardon? Oh, well, yeah, you know, 11 climbers died there so far. There's trash like you would not believe. I wish people could see the trash that I saw. They have, you know, those, they're called prayers. They're beautiful flags that they have in Tibet. They're different colors, and they string them across. Those flags are dropped in the snow with trash amid them. It's really sad. And the Sherpas, the tourists that bring these people up the mountain, can you imagine how they feel and what they see their mountain becoming? They can't say anything. Try and be one of them and not say anything and bring those people up to the top of the mountain and make sure they come back down. It's really sad. This is what I mean by small-minded, you know, and I brought you to Australia, too, where they were asked, please do not climb Uhuru, okay? Uhuru is sacred to our people. You walk around it, right? And there's a stream of people climbing up. So they want us to stay small, okay? Well, guess what? There are people that are going to stay small because they don't know any better, and they're actually happy that way, and they can do whatever they want because they're going to be taken care of because they're judgmental, and they fit into the category of all those people that we just mentioned, or all those adjectives that we just mentioned. And there are other people like you and I that want to become better people, that want to do things for others, that want to tell the truth about what's going on so that we can make sense of the world that we're living in, maybe. And this girl in the clip that I'm going to share with you, she says it flawlessly. It's too cute to hear. It's like, Luca, you know, come on, you know, sit down. Let me tell you a story. And just the way she says it, it's really heartwarming. And I call this clip, well, guess what? So, hi, Moon. Yes, hello, Moon. This is for you too, Moon, since you just joined. Have a seat. Grab a log around the fire and listen to this is positive motivation today.
Listen, I know you're scared to be yourself, but this is literally why you reincarnated. Do you not understand that everyone is under the mass hypnosis of the Matrix to not be themselves, to stay small, to stay limited, to stay as contracted as they can? Since birth, you were told, do not speak like this, don't say that, don't act like that, don't dance like this, don't laugh like that. You need to break free from that. Everyone thinks that exiting the Matrix, oh my God, quit your 9-to-5. It's not just about the financial aspect of things. You literally need to free your mind from the Matrix programming. The Matrix programming being that you keep yourself small and limited and scarce. We are so scared to be who we really are. But being who you really are is what is literally going to change the world. I know you think this sounds like goo goo gaga, but think about it. If you embody your authentic self and you don't follow rules or guidelines, and you're just yourself, you say the things you want to say, and you are your most genuine self, you don't even have to think about it twice. It comes so natural because you're being yourself. If you do that, you're literally opening the door for every single other being that is scared to do that for themselves. And the more that people embody their authentic vibration, the more that you free mankind from these constrictions. I know it sounds stupid. I know that people don't understand, like, what is this whole Matrix thing? But yo, this is fucking hilarious. I am parked right now in the middle of a city watching people walk down the street, and they're all successfully programmed. Programmed to stay within the guidelines. Programmed to not act out, to not do anything crazy, to follow all the rules. Stay quiet, don't act out. And I love you, but that is not how you're going to change the world. It's okay for you to take up space. It's okay for you to speak up and embody who you really are. I literally, as a child, was a professional at making myself silent and keeping myself small. But as an adult, it is your responsibility to break free from that, because literally your freedom lies in choosing something different than whatever you have chosen all your life. All my life, I chose to play small, stay safe, not bother anyone, not take up too much space. Guess what? That's how you stay small. If you're scared to take up room, that means you do not actually value your existence, and you're discontinuing it thinking that it doesn't have any worth. You are the most worthy being in the universe, or else you would not be alive. I don't know if that can do anything for you, but you've been worthy this whole time. The Matrix just programs you to think you are unworthy, and you need to chase worthiness and adequacy on the outside of yourself. It is a hoax. It is part of the illusion, which makes the video game extremely difficult to be successful at. Just free your mind. In the Matrix movies, they say, free your mind, Neo. You just literally need to free your mind from the programming that is keeping you enslaved to being small and conformity.
Isn't that adorable? I love it. I could listen to that almost every day. And the way she says it, okay, what she called under the influence of the Matrix, if I may, I'd like to say it would be under the influence of an abusive situation and a very dysfunctional family in my case. And I really want to make that clear. Leo Buscaglia, my first mentor, you know, he wants to know why the first word a child learns in his life is the word no, you know, and he's spot on. Okay, so she really nails all these things, and they're really well said. She says, free your mind from the Matrix. Why don't we free our mind from the abuse we suffered, from the repression, from the compression of ourselves? That was another really good one that I love that she said. And the fear of authority that's so deeply drilled inside most of us. You know, and it's something I never chose for myself. Okay, I was always beaten down as a child, forced literally to comply out of fear. You know, the feeling of inadequacy, and you know, being always beaten down. Okay, I'm not saying poor, poor, pitiful me, but I'm saying you see abuse, you see martyrdom, you see, you know, very difficult times. Okay, so when people repeat the same things to other people in life, when you see that being done, it kind of rings a bell, you know. Oh, look at that. Oh, same thing. Oh, they did that to me all my life. Oh, there must be more to that. You know, yeah, your child is different. Yeah, he needs to be on Ritalin. Okay. All those things are really hard to exit from, like she said. Yes. And we are made to be afraid in order for, you know, for us to all fit in that pre-molded idea of what they expect from us. Geez, I'm so glad when Annie says, I agree. geez, that makes me feel so much better. look at this. You know, I mean, we're not going to agree on everything, right? Being your authentic self. Wow. Truth. Okay. Right? And this is a direct line to the Native American philosophy. Check this out. Being your authentic self means saying the truth, acting the truth, and literally being the truth. Remember what I showed you about the eagle feather? They say that the eagle feather represents truth. So when you practice speaking the truth, I've said this before too. I know you heard you say that before. When you speak truth, it's a practice. You know, it's the same thing as love. It's the same thing as cleanliness. It's the same thing as eating well. It's the same thing as treating yourself properly. When you get into the habit of love, you become love yourself. There's a good example. I think that's not ego. No, when you do things for people, you know, when it's like, God help me if I win money, because people are going to be partying with me, something fierce. You know, it's not for me. It's like my shows. I'm not going to be partying by myself, but I'm not going to be inviting the people that walked out on me. You know, don't forget about your bricks when you're building your house. Don't keep giving your bricks to other people, because at one time you're not going to have any bricks left, and everybody else that you gave the bricks to will have a house already built, and you're sitting there looking for bricks, you know? Remember? So I'm really trying to find my authentic self. And I'm really able to, okay? So there's Luca trying to become a better person every day, right? Okay. So something that's really been bothering me, every time I'm on the phone with my carrier, okay, my phone carrier, okay, it's Verizon. I guess I can say it. Something deeper than what I can point a finger at. It's something bothering me every time. I don't know what it is. It just really freaks me out. It's almost haunting, okay? And then it hit me. With all of this technology becoming more and more intrusive and abusive in nature, because that's all that's wrong with the world. It's all done in bad energy. It's all about surveillance and about control of others in our lives, right? So I wanted to prove my discontent, and my instinct again. Luca, record it. Record it on the iPad and then send it to yourself by email, you know, like you always do. And when I was getting ready to record it, I could feel it even more deeply, and I was getting more and more upset. And this nonchalant voice of theirs, you know, it gives me the creeps. It really does. And you'll see why. And I actually recorded it and I cleaned it. You just hear the last four of my number. But besides that, like, because they're preparing us, they really are, or trying to. And they're making it all sound as natural as they can and as normal as they can. And you'll hear it for yourself, you know. From a source that, you know, you'd never think of sharing anything with, right? You know, well, see, so it just makes people think. And I said, I'm going to add this into my compartmentalizing. I'm going to call this biometrics, okay? And see if you can hear what I'm talking about.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and security to train our employees and systems and to personalize your experience.
Whoa, 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 whoa. For what? Your call
may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and security.
For quality assurance and security. Listen to every word.
To train our employees and systems.
And systems.
And to personalize your experience. Your account has been verified by calling from a recognized device. Additional verification may be done as needed. Are you calling to get details on the charges on your bill? During this call, your account may be reviewed for recommendations and offers.
Right.
We use voice biometrics to help protect our customers. Find out more at Verizon.com/voice ID if you are the primary user of mobile number ending with 6960.
Okay.
Would you like our customer service representative to use your voice to create a voice ID and enroll you now? Say yes or press 1.
No. It's like, no. Okay. See, I could do a whole 20-minute, half-hour segment on that, every single line. Yeah, creepy is right. See, and they make it sound normal. See, so somebody who's into this technology and who's learning technology, oh, isn't that wonderful? Voice recognition. I don't even have to do anything. I'll just look at the camera and smile, and they'll go blink, and they'll love me, right? Isn't that wonderful? See, and it's just they're taking so much advantage, and the children are next, okay, if I can squeeze that in before the half hour, because they're taking advantage of us in every way they can, making it so that we, like opening up the road for us so that we become, what, spoiled? What was that list that I gave you earlier, right? Make sure you breed a race of rats and snitches. Always be ready at all times to tell on each, how many times have you seen that about COVID, Tell on each other. Be ready to tell on each other, Huh. Wow. Blows me away. So, I'm just really like in my panties in a what? I don't remember how they say that. The band members who used to say that, panties in a bind or something. Anyway, because like it's really upsetting. And because you're working so hard at doing the best that you can. Oh, okay. WAD. Yeah, it could be. Okay. Cute. I wanted to go through Israel also with new stuff on Zionism that I'm finding out. And you know what's funny? For 3 weeks now, I've been wanting to talk about the killers of the flower moon on this show, and I haven't been able to yet. Because there's always something else, because it's always fascinating. There's always new things to talk about. Well, with the children, in this little segment here, because I do have the time, lab meat in schools. Okay, what if I told you that? Lab meat in schools. Think about it. Lab meat. Yes, Luke, you said it twice already. Lab meat in schools, okay? That, to me, that literally means that they're using our children as guinea pigs. Oh, well, they're going to see what happens. Why in schools, okay? They want our children. They want control of our children. They want to do away with the family unit. They want, in the Protocols of Zion, they actually say that the children will become property of the state. They're already screwing up and, what was it, confusing the sexes and then replacing education with filth and perversion. All that's being done already. It's right in front of our faces with our children. See, so now you bring in lab meat and you've already deliberately worked and engineered the lab meat not to be natural and to cause XYZ, just like the bioweapons caused XYZ. Wow. It's hard for me to believe, and I'm actually looking at it, okay, right? And, we could be going through a list of things like this every show, and we'd never run out of material. I'm sure you could agree with me. And it's for children, see? So the children are the ones that they're watching, yeah? Because the children are the prize. That's what I think. I'm not telling you it's the truth. I'm telling you what I think and what resonates with me. So it's up to you to do your homework. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Israel. We're going to get into the music segment. And we're going to get a little light before the music segment, because that's going to pull some heartstrings a bit. But we're together on this, and we are going to be fine. And you know what Luca did? Luca didn't take out. Oh, yes, he did. Did he or did he not? No, he didn't. Luca was so eager to start the show that he didn't open up. Oh, cute. He didn't open up his, what is it? The commercial clips. And I will be talking to you like this, just as I open it up now, because I'm not nervous anymore, because I'm at home. I'm doing this in front of family, right? This is what I mean. This is so cool. And then It's right on the spot, right when you're supposed to do it. We'll be right back, and I'm going to wet my whistle as well.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Yes, and please do, because we're waiting for you, and it's a really good place to be. And you know what? We're working on it every day, very, very hard, and I'm part of it. I've been part of it since its inception. Or close to it, and we've been working hard together, and I've been doing what I can to, you know, make it a better place to be, like I'm trying to do for Shake and Wake Radio. So there are people that are tearing things down that are deliberately trying to work against us, and this is what we're trying to expose. So I want to be clear about certain things, because I can be honest about this, and I can talk about it on this show. I just want to be very clear, okay? And this is a different way of saying it. This is a different way of approaching it. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure everyone will be telling me about it. And I would like your opinion, because we are family. Let us be clear. I wrote, thinking of you guys and really writing it to share it later on. I wrote this morning, actually. Truth is not afraid of anything. Truth does not mind being questioned, right? Truth does not fear investigation, said Hitler. That was actually one of his. Truth does not fear investigation. He actually said that. After the war, those countries involved in the lies of the Holocaust, the lies that we have been told about the Holocaust, kept the lie going with laws that were put in place punishing people for speaking out openly, right? About it, or even questioning the narrative. Oh. So what do we have here? Remember everything that I just said. And now, after COVID, okay, those countries involved in the lies of the pandemic keep the lie going today with lies that are that with laws that are being put in place, punishing people for speaking out about it openly. Finding out about it, right? Or even questioning the narrative. What are you talking about, Luca? Well, what's France doing? France's new draft law. Citizens who speak out against the COVID-19 vaccine, 3 years in prison or 45,000 euro fine. I think that's a euro. Right? is anybody catching on? See? When something is a lie, it has to be protected. See? And we know already, I wish I knew the number of countries. I think I'll ask Roger Landry. He probably knows. The number of countries that are together in the lump of the a number of countries that were being told what to do by the, you know, WEF or Bill Gates or whoever was, you know, deciding. Very interesting. See, and all the countries are being told, like we went through the plan, the slideshow of the plan. We can go through that again if you people want, about how everything was planned from 2017, 2018. There were things dropped. There were hints dropped everywhere. You have Bill Gates, who's already, you know, part of, you know, he actually owns the WHO, right? I know BlackRock owns everything, but, you know, it's all, they're all working together in that circular. And that's, yeah, circle. Yeah, everything's a circle, right? So I'm trying to follow it all, and I'm trying to show my place or, you know, occupy my little space in bringing things out. And maybe what I'm saying someday will be just that little seed that somebody needed. Yeah, Luca, there you go. I was waiting for that. I missed that, you know. And there are a couple of clues also on World War II that I'm finding out that I never heard before. It's really interesting. So if you guys want, I'll share that too. But you know what? I'm finding out where these goons are from. Okay? And there's a picture of the Israeli government. And it may not sound very interesting to most people, okay? But you know what I did? I took the time to write out the name of the person and try and pronounce it the best I can. Write out every single name of every single picture, of every single person in the picture, okay, and tell you where they're from. Benjamin Netanyahu, Poland. Isaac Herzog, President of Israel, Ireland. Yoav Gallant, Israeli Defense Minister, Poland. Yair Lapid. Listen to those Jewish names, right? Sounds Jewish. Sounds really, you know, powerful, right? Yair Lapid, okay? He's the leader of the opposition. Serbia. Bezalel Smotrich, finance minister. He's from Ukraine. Eli Cohen, foreign affairs minister, Morocco. Itamar Ben-Gvir. Oh, boy. Let's wait a second on him. And I have something to read from him that's on the screen now, so Steve can read that with me. Israel's National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has demanded that the Israeli army should shoot women and children in Gaza for Israel's security. According to the Israeli media reports during a meeting with Israeli lieutenants in Gaza, the minister stated, quote, "There cannot be a situation in which women and children approach us from the wall. Anyone who approaches in order to harm security must receive a bullet. Otherwise, we will see October 7 again," unquote. So Ben-Gvir is demanding that the Israeli army shoot women and children in Gaza, okay? And he's saying that, pointing the finger, and he looks like he's crying while he's saying it. You know, like you have to be really very convincing looking, you know? Tell me all these people don't know they're lying. Oh, by the way, Itamar Ben-Gvir comes from Iraq, okay? Uriel Busso, health minister, comes from Morocco. Amikai Shikli, diaspora affairs minister, she comes from Morocco. Miki Zohar, culture and sports minister, comes from Morocco. Miriam Rejev, who's the transport minister, you probably heard of her. Very good, very pretty woman, Morocco. Edith Silman, Environment Protection Minister, Morocco. Former Prime Minister Neftali Bennett, USA. Ehud Olmert, Ukraine. Ariel Sharon, all these names we've grown up with, Russia. Ehud Barak, Lithuania. Shimon Peres, Poland. Not one of them. Not one of them has any DNA from the region. Okay, just asking. Oh, and then find out how many women from the, women in the IDF. I just said women because there's a picture of the women of the IDF. You know how many women and men there are in the IDF from America? You might want to check that out too. A whole bunch of them. Americans that go over there. Okay. And this is what the next clip is all about. It's an Israeli rant. This guy just goes ape. And I managed to grab it, and we don't have much time, so I got to get through this very quickly with you, and I won't put it too loud.
The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, if you haven't heard about them, you've been on Mars. APAC spends $2 to $3 million a year lobbying Congress on behalf of Israel and promoting Zionist causes, and it frequently writes legislation for Congress. The American Israel Education Foundation spends millions of dollars annually on paid trips to Israel for members of Congress. They're constantly taking members of Congress to Israel for the purpose of influencing them. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, spends millions of dollars annually spying on Americans who are critical of Israel and uses massive amounts of money in smearing those people not deemed friendly to Israel. The mainstream media also promotes the Zionist agenda by accusing those on ADL lists as being anti-Semitic. The International Fellowship of Christian and Jews uses a $100 million annual revenue stream to promote Israel Zionism among evangelical Christians. The Central Fund of Israel uses a $20 million revenue stream promoting Israeli settlements in Palestine. Christians United for Israel, founded by John Hagee, run by a Jewish American attorney from Tel Aviv, David Brogue. Its lobbying arm is called CUFI Action Fund, headed by Gary Bauer, uses a $7 million annual budget to lobby members of Congress on behalf of Zionist causes. Hagee himself has given more than $80 million to Zionist causes.
Yay, the liar.
And then, if that's not enough in your spare time, you might want to check out the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, Simon Wiesenthal Center, Israel Project, Friends of Israeli Defense Forces, Women's Zionist Organizations of America, the Jewish Agency for Israel, American Friends of Likud, American Israel Cooperative Enterprise, the Israel Allies Foundation, the Jewish Policy Center, Leon and Harry Helmsley Charitable Trust, Jewish Council for Public Affairs, Zionist Organization of America, World Jewish Congress, Republican Jewish Coalition, National Jewish Democratic Council, Center for Security Policy, Israeli American Council, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are all lobbying groups for Zionist Israel in Washington, D.C.
Right. There you go. Is he upset, you think? Should I be upset as an American? Oh, we're pledging allegiance to Israel. Yeah. Don't forget the USS Liberty. When LBJ was, he was saying he wanted that GD boat in the bottom of the ocean, right? They didn't want to embarrass Israel, right? At the time, at that 1967, Israel told America, no. America doesn't handle foreign policy, quote unquote. You know, Israel handles Americans' foreign policy worldwide. And you know why? Because Rothschild controls. That's what they meant. Rothschild controls America's foreign policy worldwide. Yes, because we want to destroy America. How many times have I said that? Bibi Netanyahu is known to have said in a bar that that's how they do things. That's how they treat countries that they hate. They take them apart very slowly. Remember? So listen to this one. This is a little history lesson on Gaza. I didn't know about this. Steve said he did already because, he's smarter than I am. He knows a lot more stuff. But, I didn't know this. They're talking about before 1948. For anybody who's interested in the history and what Israel itself has done to Gaza to make it the way it is.
Before 1948, there was no Gaza Strip. The Strip itself is an Israeli invention. Gaza was a cosmopolitical town on the Via Maris, the road from Alexandria up to Alexandretta in Turkey. And because it was the main road on the sea, many people from different countries and cultures passed through Gaza and left an impact that turned it into one of the most cosmopolitical towns before 1948. It also had a very good system of a coexistence between Muslims, Christians, and Jews.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to go into that a little bit more in detail next week if you'd like. If you do want to, because see, this is something really interesting. You think Israel being a part of the Middle East geographically, right? We'll try and get along with its neighbors, but that's not what's happening. That's not why Israel is there. That's not why Israel was invented. Okay. Invented by the Rothschild to be the terrorist state that uses America to arm itself. And that's using, it's like the Rothschilds have a little base called Israel. That's just going to hammer out their plans in the Middle East. First, you have to invent a lie to get into the Middle East. Okay, so you invent 9/11, make believe that it was a whole bunch of terrorists, because those are the people you want to go after, right, to steal the resources. And then oh, you know, we have to scream. We have to, you know, get stupid, you know, little George Bush up there saying, you know, we have to, you know, get these terrorists and, you know, okay. Now you're in the Middle East. Now you can destroy 7 countries in 5 years. You're going to what? Even the 4-star general said you're going to what? Okay. More on that later. Heaven forbid. We are at a time now where, you know, we love life. You know, we need to appreciate life. And we need to appreciate those who left us a little bit too soon. And this is what my segment is for. It's to tell people that we don't have time or we didn't get a chance to tell we love them that we do love them. And you know what? If you do have faith, they are listening. They do know your heart. They are with us all the time. Rick is always listening. Rick is making sure that I'm going to get behind the kit again. He is. He's doing his best to help me physically and mentally. He's there helping his wife. He's helping everybody here do their best to remember, you know, really important things. And we all know where I'm going with that, because there's one thing that we have to remember, and that's, you know, tragic events when people leave us too soon. And I have the honor of sharing something about the station fire that I wanted to share last week and that I was able to share this week as well. And I wanted to do the same thing this week for people that missed it last week. So I have a question for everybody. Just like I said last week, I got to say this again. What do you do for people when you care about them? Well, what do you do when, you know, for people when you want to let them know that you have their back? Well, what do you, you know, what can you do for people just to let them know that you care? Well, Luca, just be yourself. Tell them that you care and just watch them and listen from them and learn from them. Learn about the things that are important to them. And it'll all wash. It'll all come out in the wash in the end, right? And I prepared something special for you people last week, because we'll do this every year if you want. Annie has given me permission to read this, as I said last week, and we've added a few beautiful things in there as well. And I'm just going to pray that this goes well. Where's my eagle feather? You know what? I'm going to hold my eagle feather when I do this, because this is for Rick. And we have a couple of parentheses to add in there. As I hold my eagle feather in my hand, it's hard to believe that it will be 21 years on the 20th of February, actually the 21st, right, of 2024. I lost my best friend, Tina Marie Ayer, and my best friend, Mike, Dr. Metal Gonzalez, in the station night fire. The station was located in West Warwick, Rhode Island, and the show was oversold. They ran out of tickets and used business cards as tickets with an X on the back. There were 400 plus people in the club that night, and they were way over capacity. Plus, they bought the wrong kind of foam for the sound muffling because of neighborhood complaints, and spray painted it black. Okay. The club would have been sold the next day. The station nightclub caught fire at 11:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when the band Great White lit off their illegal pyro, thus engulfing the entire club in less than 5 minutes. 100 souls were lost. And this is my little caveat. Okay. Rick and Annie were on their way to see the band Great White. Oh, but their van was running rough on the highway and they had to turn around and come back home. They found out via the news at 4 a.m. that the club had burned down in a matter of minutes. Rick made a beautiful cross for Tina. And by the way, Rick Gonzalez, Dr. Metal with the DJ at 94 WHJY in Providence, Rhode Island. Annie worked with him there for 6 years. She was answering the request line for many DJs there. Mike, the DJ, introduced Great White that night, and he was seen outside the backstage door. He went back in to try and save two friends he was with, Lisa and Judy, and he never came back out. This is for them, from us.
My best friend, you are wrapped up in heaven's light tonight. While we are here still missing you, trapped in these chains of pain. So many we could blame where you are now. My best friend, you can see all clear. You have no pain or fear, but I am still right here, living in a world in a haze of pain and tears. And your loving voice I can no longer hear. My best friend, you are wrapped up in heaven's light tonight. While we are here still missing you, trapped in these chains of pain, we'll never be the same. The night you left an overwhelming gaping hole in my heart. And now that we're apart, I will never ever know love like yours again. No matter who I meet or I call my best friend, my best friend.
Mr. D's. We're going to take care of Dave Matthews tickets over to the Ryan Center. Hope you are off in March. Marathon looks like Judas Priest on the way. Bush, Deep Purple, Puddle of Mud, and Pump with me, the Doctor.
Let this play till the end. I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to let it play till the end, and we'll see you next week. And we love you very much. This is the end of my show, and I'm going to play my little song to leave you, but I want to keep this playing till the end. We'll see you next week. Love you all.
Checking on out. I'm getting on out of here, folks. Bye-bye.
94HJY, your home of rock and roll. That is Fade to Black. It's a tribute to Mike Gonzalez, Dr. Metal, here at the radio station. Some of the last recorded stuff he did here mixed in with Fade to Black. Now you're doing a
special anniversary show for the Metal Zone, celebrating the show being on for 33 years, but also a tribute to Doc and all those that we lost in the station Nightclub Fire. We do it every year, and this Saturday night will be the one we do this year, kicking off at midnight. And also don't forget, if you can't listen on your regular radio, you can also go on the iHeart app and listen to all 3 hours of the show on there too. Soon to be 4 hours, right,
Doc?
Right?
If it's a